This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say. What's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time, but I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's a goal!
Puts it in the air. Aidan Flynn wins the
goal. It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw it. Is it going to be there?
Yes! Yes!
Oh my word!
Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week Hello from the Other Side edition. Tonight, joining me, I've got Duncan from the W12 podcast in.
Hello from the other side.
That's right, it's Hello from the Other Side. That's a lot of production for this time on a Wednesday, isn't it, Duncan? There's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Oh, I'm impressed. It makes sense.
It's a lot of nights where I couldn't sleep for me just dicking about on the internet and looking for sound clips. Listen, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Now, I was going to say it's a bit of a relegation rival one. I mean, you know, your colleague Ben joined us the last week in terms of talking about the people going down. But it's not been all doom and gloom for QPR the last couple of games, has it? Because you won't roll over and die like everybody else that we're waiting on. And you must be happy about the fact that you've hit a bit of form towards this end of the season, right?
Our form's been kind of unbelievable since the turn of the year, really. I think like we've lost, 1-8 now as well. Of course, 2 wins over the weekend. Wasn't expecting it at all. Did our podcast last week beforehand. My preview was like, I was like, fingers crossed, praying for 4 points. Hoping like just somehow get 4 and come away with 6 points, 2 wins. It's, yeah, unbelievable. It's like really pushed ourselves up and away from that relegation dogfight, hopefully.
I think it must have done. I've got a, I think I've got a copy of the league ready to go here. So if I just chuck it up on screen there. So that has taken you up a huge amount of places. Like it's taken you from what, 21st right up into 16th, getting that amount of points over one weekend. That you, I'm envious, but I'm also pissed off about it. but yeah, I mean, I can't speak. Like, we thought we'd hit a bit of form and we thought we were doing all right. He's dropped off the last four games, but you guys were also putting in some performances. Huddersfield were picking up the odd point. Stoke kept picking up the odd point, and no one would really just drop the ball. But given the last two games that we've had, it's kind of been us that have dropped our own ball. And now you must be looking down on it going, we're out of that. That weekend must have changed your life.
Like, it's definitely made everyone a lot more positive. There's still that little bit of, like, we've kind of been saying for weeks, we've got to hit 50 points. Like, 50 points, that kind of, we're staying up if we hit 50. Obviously, we're on 46. So, we're still not there, but we've given ourselves that massive, massive chance of getting there.
But I think with the close proximity of the people in the bottom half, I think 50 points might be too much of an ask. I mean, 46 ain't too shabby, Dunk.
No, it's not. And like you said, when you guys were picking up points and like Huddersfield were, and we were like, wow, we're on a good run. Everyone else is still
there. And everybody else did.
Like, what's going on? And obviously, we've managed to maintain that somehow. Not quite sure how, when our strikers can't score. But yeah, I mean, we've said 50. I reckon 48 might be enough. But I'm not counting my chickens yet.
No, you just want as many as possible. So let's talk about your season as it's gone. Obviously, you didn't really have the start like we did, but it's not been, you know, it's easy to think of your own corner. It's easy to sit and go, well, we had this terrible manager after getting rid of Darren Moore, and then we went all these games without winning a game. But how do you feel that your season went? Give me a brief synopsis of it.
So obviously, got Gareth Ainsworth at the end of last season, kind of kept us up.
I forgot that happened. I forgot that was a thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I know where we are. Yet.
Yeah. That's how our season started, was under Gareth Ainsworth. I loved him as a player, but I never rated him as a manager. I was one of the ones who wasn't convinced when he came in. And we were abysmal. Like, you think, we didn't really make any changes in January. We got a couple of players in, but the majority of the team we've got is who we started the season with. Mm-hmm. And it just shows you the difference in quality between Gareth Ainsworth and Marty Cifuentes. He's come in and completely turned our season around. Like, I honestly, end of November, I thought we were going to be relegated 100%. Mm-hmm. I was saying, yeah, I'm expecting League One football next year. And we've had such a turnaround. I can't really put my finger on anything else apart from the fact that Marty Cifuentes has come in and somehow lifted this group of players and got them performing.
He's managed to get a tune, you know, for all his, you know, troubles with the law and recent form. Elias Chair all of a sudden seems to have been an absolute world beater the last few games as well, right?
Yeah, he's always got that in him, but it's getting that manager. It's always like he needs that manager, put his arm around him and say, look, I'm making you our player. Like, everything's going through you. Get on the board as much as you can and dictate the play. And he's been doing that a lot more under Marty. I think it was telling that he scored got an assist within like the first two or three games of Marty coming in, like really showing what he was about. But yeah, obviously I don't want to talk about the incident because we don't know what's going on with it. Well, I'm just happy.
I put your colleague Ben on ice like last week, absolutely stitched him up, went, Ben, tell us about what's going off with that. And he kind of went, don't really want to talk about it. And then he did a really good answer where he went, the country in which the incident happened, they have different laws to us. And he may as well have finished it with, NK, thanks, bye. You know what I mean? But his form since that has been absolutely incredible, hasn't he? Like he scored and assisted straight away as soon as it happened. It's like it's given him a new lease of life. Like he's got something to play for because he might, you know, to spend his money because he might not be spending it in the future. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think it's that, and I feel like whether it was like a something that was going on behind the scenes and was distracting him. And now it's out in the open, aware of it. And is it like a little bit of weight of his shoulders in the fact that he knows everyone's aware of it? He knows he's going to get some stick from opposition fans about it. And he's just taking it all in his stride. So, but obviously, it's a massive plus for us when he's performing well.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be. It is. So let's talk about God. When was it? Let me just have a quick look it up because you owe us one essentially, don't you? So Diaby scored an own goal. It was the middle of December. Diaby scored an own goal. You were 1-0 up for a significant amount of time. I think it was more Chair's goal than it was Diaby's own goal. Then we scored late with Cadamartri and then scored a winner in the 94th minute. Given the close proximity of the teams at that point in the season, I was well happy with that. I assume you weren't.
No, I was raging. It's one of those where, like, it felt like we were like not in control of the game, but fairly comfortable. And then last kind of like 15 minutes, it just everything kind of flipped on its head. And obviously, when the equaliser goes in, you go, "Ah, oh, right, take a point away from home. Not too like it's point to point." And then when you got the winner, I was literally few hours. Go mad. I think the missus had a bit of a meltdown because I think I woke up. Go mad.
It was an interesting one because I think that there has been two periods of Sheffield Wednesday over the last 5 months where we've had two rich veins of form, and that was the first one. And I think that was the game where I went, we could stop up here. This could actually happen because we were dead and buried. You know, there was a, like, you know, somebody mentioned on our pod last night that, you know, that we were the Rotherham of the team at one point. We were just the hapless team just sauntering on. To get where we've got has been impressive. But then, it, like I say, you only see it through your own team. To get where you've got is impressive. For Huddersfield not to be dead and buried yet is impressive. Stoke, Millwall, Plymouth, bloody Blackburn. I you know what I mean? Like, how all this is still... is still the way it is absolutely insane. I mean, if I put the league back on there, is there any teams you look at aside from Sheffield Wednesday and Rotherham that you think might be in any kind of danger?
I was really concerned for Plymouth, obviously. With their kind of managerial like situation at the minute, I just don't see them picking up any more points. They seem to be all over the place. I really think they're dragged right into it. And like... Birmingham are a weird one because obviously we beat them the other day and they were spells were good and other spells were terrible, but then we weren't brilliant. I think there's definitely a few teams, even Millwall, I think, are still well in it. And like, they're only you think you get two wins and you're out of it.
Yeah, you're done. You're clean away.
That's it. Like, so you think, like, even if you beat us on Saturday and then get another point and mid, like, something else in midweek, you could well be out of it if results go your way.
So, yeah. Like, yeah. During the
fight down there.
Yeah, during the relegation rival show, we went through everybody's fixtures and we all decided that Blackburn had the worst run in, and then they absolutely spanked bloody Sunderland at their gaff at the weekend. What is happening? I hate this league, but I love it at the same time.
Oh, we'd had the same conversation. We were like, Blackburn aren't going to pick up any more points. Like, I can't see where they're getting a win.
Nah, done.
And literally, the couple, was it 5-1 in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what? Where's that come from? Well, I think it's probably because I put a bet on Sunderland to win. That's probably what it was.
Absolutely. With Rotherham winning and Sunderland losing, that Skybet must have made a few quid at the weekend just gone. They must have absolutely recouped some finances from the Friday beating that they probably took. Excuse me, bit of windy pops. So let's get into the upcoming game then, Duncan. Like, how do you feel like it's going to go? Because I'll be honest with you. I said it last night on our pod. I would genuinely be happy, given the form that you're in, I'd be happy coming away with a draw tomorrow.
I mean, we were all a little bit like pessimistic on our pod last night because we kind of felt we've got the two wins over the weekend that maybe our performances didn't deserve. We weren't brilliant. And it's kind of like, are we due a little slip up now? Like, we've got those 6 points, pushed ourselves up. Like, I know, like, Wednesday always one of those kind of teams that you always seem to do well against us. I always feel like you're one of those teams we never really get much joy out of.
Yeah, we've not really got there's not really any real history there, is there, like, in terms of rivalry and stuff like that? You know, it's weird because I feel like in this league, you can have teams that you've got right beef with. you know what I mean, or some kind of tenuous connection with. But like QPR is just, you're just a team in the league, and to us, we're just another team in your league. Like it's just, oh, where are we? Sheffield Wednesday? What do you know about them? Fuck all, really. Yeah, me neither. You know what I mean?
That's it. We would have said, like, we'd all happily take a point against guys. So I just keep that kind of, like, undefeated streak going. Another point towards safety. And go again then for the Plymouth game on Tuesday night. Like, it's, for us, we obviously, we've got Preston, Leeds and Coventry, our last three games of the season. I don't see us picking up much from those. So we will find that we need to pick up as many points against, obviously, Sheffield Wednesday and Plymouth in these next two games. So,
yeah,
if we could pick up four, I'd be over the moon. Three, I'd be happy. Obviously, don't want to relegate you, but...
like, but if it was you or them, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I think Plymouth and Blackburn, I'm still sticking by, even though Blackburn managed to beat Sunderland. I think us, Huddersfield, Stoke, yourselves, Birmingham, I think, you know, there's going to be a couple of wins in the way it goes. I think Blackburn are banging trouble, and I'm still sticking by it. And I think Plymouth are in a spiral; they can't get out of it right now. So, well, that's what I hope happens. You know, I don't hope it happens to anybody. You know what I mean? But if I had to pick two out the fighting clowns that we've got, so before we wrap it up, then Duncan, if you can give me a match prediction and show your working.
Oh, match prediction. I think it's going to be one of those kind of real cagey first halves, especially. I feel like we know that we've got that little bit of a cushion, but I feel like you guys need to come at us, which might play into our hands and to like our counter-attacking kind of style of play. But as the home team, there's definitely going to be something on us that we're expected to kind of dominate and play our kind of style of football. It's just it's one of those where I feel like we always say, like, first goal is going to be like vital. I feel like if you get something first and you've got something to hold on to, you're going to really dig in and make it really hard for us. Whereas I feel like if we were to get the first goal, I feel like, especially after how you kind of capitulated against Ipswich the other week, like, is it if we get a goal early enough, are your head's going to drop? Are you going to... like, is the morale in the team just going to like fall on their arse?
Exactly that. You absolutely nailed it on the head there, Dunk. Let's say you get an early one after 10 minutes, it could be 4-0. Could be 4-0.
Yeah. But obviously, our biggest problem is we can't score goals very easily at the minute. Our strikers aren't in form. Like, we've won the last two games off our defenders. Scoring, not keeping clean sheets, that's scoring. So, that's what worries me. I feel like I'm not sure. Marty's not settled on a striker yet, so I don't know who's going to start. We think possibly Michael Frey. He seems to have started the last couple of games at home. But, I mean, as long as your strikers don't mind a header, like, you've got nothing to worry about. He ain't going to outrun anybody. His control is shocking. Ben referenced it yesterday on our pod. He's a Sunday league player. So...
yeah, him and Lyndon Dykes, you take your pick, don't you? You're kind of like, they are.
Sinclair Armstrong, he's that exciting raw talent, but it is still very raw. And you just don't know which version of him you're going to get. Some weeks he turns up and you think, wow, like, he's got to play every week. And in other games, Swansea, he came on half time and it was like, has he even come on the pitch? Like, and so that's what I mean. Like, it just, that aspect, like, worries me. But then saying that, I could see, like, we get an early goal, our strikers could try and think about filling their boots.
you could be queuing up. It could be one of them. So what are you thinking? QPR win?
I want to say yes, but I reckon it's going to be a draw. I think it's going to be... well, I've got like a 1-1, 2-2 in my head.
I was going to say 1-1 as well. But, you know, even if we do take a point from Loftus Road, the last time I went myself was the time when we were something like 3-0 down at half-time and ended up getting spanked 4-2 or something ridiculous. So even if it's 1-1, it's an improvement on the last time I went. Listen, Doug, thanks a lot for joining us. It's W12 Podcast if you want to give them a listen of all things QPR. And see you later.
Hey.
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Back of the net, Le Bosch. Automate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.